Good morning. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media
No.
organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you the following. Give me a sec. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you definitely vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote. Yes, 100%.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered?
I mean, I'm a registered Democrat.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial background?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
34.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, we said things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
I mean, I think it's off to the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read your list. Let me know which, just one of them. First one, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, growth in overdevelopment, floating sea level rise in environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Well, one, I don't think inflation has anything to do with the government. That's a market issue. The same thing for gas. The government doesn't put the gas prices, and certainly not the local government. I don't know. I guess corruption there, because they're all full of shit. No offense.
Okay. Corruption in city government. Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one on the list is Christine King. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who she
is. About Daniela Levine Caba.
I mean, she's favorable, yeah.
And we said very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I mean, somewhat, I guess.
Okay. About Manolo Reyes.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. About Joe Carollo.
Oh, unfavorable. He's a fraud, and he keeps staying in power. That's because
and
the Cubans will
be
vote for him, just because he's a Republican.
Very unfavorable?
Anyway. Very unfavorable, yes, yes.
Thank you. About Miguel Gavela.
Never heard of him, but he's probably a fraud, too, so unfavorable.
About Damian Pardo.
Never heard of him.
About Kamala Harris.
I don't think one way or another. I'm not her fan, but I have to vote for her. So.
So would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable or very favorable opinion about
somewhat
her?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable. The most unfavorable we can have.
Thank you. And about Eileen Higgins?
I feel like I've heard her name, but I don't remember. So.
So will you say that you don't have an opinion about her or never heard of her?
I have no opinion about her, no.
Okay. And last one, Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable. He's another fraud.
Would that be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Yes, very, very, yes.
Thank you very much. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Kamala Harris.
I'm never going to vote for Trump. And they can put a casket and Donald Trump. I'm voting for the casket. So I'm going to vote for Kamala, unfortunately.
Thank you. And will you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
I'm 100% voting. Whoever's running against Trump, that's who I'm voting for.
Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting? 100%.
Yes. Yes. I'm definitely voting. So when I give you my answer, it's yes.
Thank you.
And I know you have to ask me, but.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Acres Ceilings in Miami for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no?
I don't know. I feel like they say affordable housing, and it's not really affordable. And then we're going back to this, you know, there's an overdevelopment issue, I think. So I don't know. I don't know yet.
And if you had to choose today, you vote yes in favor or no against this referendum?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of lease for property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 year, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor or no?
Oh, my God. I don't know yet.
Okay. And if you have to decide, we vote yes in favor or no against this referendum.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. We're almost done here. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time for your patience. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. First one, reducing the overall amount of development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Sorry, can you reread that?
Reducing the overall amount of development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. About next one, allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
Can you repeat that?
It says allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
I'm not sure. Like allowing office space to be included in what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more information is written here, so that's fine.
Yeah,
let's go to
so
the next one.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Next one says, all at no cost to the city of taxpayers. Do you approve or disapprove?
I mean, I would approve that, yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Do you approve or disapprove?
I mean, do they still get to keep the timeshare or no?
More information isn't written here, so I wouldn't say.
Then I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Next one.
Do you know how much longer this is going to take?
Just a few more questions and we're done. We're about 60% right now.
Okay.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve, yeah, why not?
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yeah.
Next one, a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you approve or disapprove?
I mean, if it's really going to go to that, yes, but yeah, I can't trust these Miami officials, so I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I don't think $9 million is a lot, but yeah, okay, strongly.
Thank you. And last one says, selling 3.2 acres of lease property to a tenant at appraised fair market value. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. You will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor or no against?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Probably vote yes.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I guess it's going to be a place to go hang out, and it's not going to cost taxpayers money.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will be now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one says this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, ma'am, or make no difference?
I mean, it doesn't really make a difference.
We would just like to know your opinion about it, ma'am.
I mean, it is what it is. I already heard what I need to say. I already made my opinion. Like, it's not convincing me one way or the other.
Okay. About next one, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference because we're talking about Miami-Dade officials, so they're not going to use it for that.
Thank you. Next one says, this proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or not, makes no difference?
That makes no difference.
Okay. We're almost done here. And next one says, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Does it sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference, ma'am?
I guess somewhat convincing. I need to know what they consider a living wage in Miami, though.
Next one says, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. And last one says, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote. No against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one says, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Is that very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or makes no difference?
Somewhat, yeah. I don't go there a lot, though.
Next one says, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Is that very convincing? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or it makes no difference?
I mean, against it, yeah, very convincing. That's what I said.
Thank you.
It's not going to be affordable.
Thank you. Next one says, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few weeks or few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. Is that very convincing? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or makes no difference?
That's very convincing to me, yes.
Thank you. And last one says, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Is that very convincing? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or it makes no difference?
That's very convincing.
Thank you so much. We're almost on here. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
Probably no.
Thank you so much. Now, will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I'm probably voting no.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions. Before we finish, for classification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, where you said you are liberal, moderate, conservative in your political belief?
I think I'm a moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a doctorate degree.
Thank you so much. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian. Okay. Thank you so much. Give me a sec. Let me write this down. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but equally? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.